What is up, guys? It's your boy SJ, it's the SJ Podcast. Welcome. Now, well, today I want to talk about some new games that are releasing later this year. There's a really, really good game coming out called Devil's May Cry 5. If you've never heard of Devil's May Cry, where have you been? This game is actually really, really good. I ain't even gonna lie to you. This has to be one of the best games I'm looking forward to be playing. I've seen the gameplay. It looks amazing. I've already seen what the gameplay was. I reacted to it on my channel. If you've not seen it, I suggest you watch it. It's really, really entertaining. I hadn't played since Devil's May Cry 3 ever since then. So it's been a little while. But it's really, really good. Love it. I would definitely suggest pre-ordering. You can pre-order it right now, actually. But yeah, if you have not seen the gameplay, I suggest you go see it. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, next game, is Just Cause 4, which I never knew they was going to do a Just Cause 4. I really was not expecting that. That's something big that's coming up. After Just Cause 3, I thought they was going to stop. And I'm like, they're not going to stop there, right? And no, they're continuing. Just Cause 4, which I was not expecting. I might actually have to play it because I see with the gameplay, some people got early access to play, play the game, and it actually looks great. I would definitely suggest buying it, definitely. Next game is, what is it? Can't put my finger on. Jump Force. Jump Force is the new thing. They're already updating new characters on Jump Force. The one that I'm one of my favorite anime characters, and one of my favorite animes is Bleach. Ichigo Kurosaki is in this game. You already know that your boy's buying that day one. If you've not seen Bleach, I suggest you watch it. There's a lot of damn episodes to it, but it's definitely really, really good. It's definitely worth watching, and it tells a really, really good story. But yeah, and it's and to be honest, the English dub, I watched the English dub and the Japanese dub, they're both good. So, like, I would suggest watching the door. But yeah, that's another thing. What else? There's also, ones from, like, One Piece, and obviously Goku was in it, of course, and Vegeta, and Frieza. There's a lot of characters from most of the animes that I don't really know much about yet that I'm doing research on. Obviously, they had to put One Punch Man. Obviously. But who I'm really looking forward to playing as Ichigo. That is really who I'm looking forward to playing as. Tell me what's your Jump Force character you really looking forward to play as when the full game comes out. Definitely let me know. There's actually, like, Bleach characters, specifically from Bleach, from the anime, going on to the game, which that's gonna be awesome. Let's see, what else? What other game is coming out? Previously, The Crew 2 came out, which I was not expecting that. That was a big, like, freaking conspiracy there. I was not expecting for that to come out. I definitely was not expecting that. That was a huge surprise. But, yeah. Wow. But, I might play that, actually. Who knows? Because I think the other one wasn't that bad, but some people didn't like it. Who knows? But, yeah, next game. Now, the next game we got here is NBA 2K19. I'm definitely looking forward to be playing this game because it's the teams that they switch now, and I feel like it's going to be the best so far. Maybe it might be the best NBA game that ever comes out. You may never know. But if you notice, your boy is actually pretty good at NBA, not gonna lie. Your boy's aight, but he's not the best, but he's okay. Another game that I'm also looking forward to, the Division 2. The Division 2, since the first Division, I was satisfied, and I was like, they had to make a second one. And it's coming out. It's for pre-order, right now. You can pre-order it, right now. Oh my god, I'm so hyped for that one. Anthem is another game that's coming out. It's called Legions of Dawn, the Legions of Dawn Edition, or Anthem, the Standard Edition. I don't know what Anthem specifically is. I never played it, but I did do some research, and it sounds actually pretty cool. So, yeah, I might play that this year. Next game, Resident Evil 2. Now, this is a remake from the original Resident Evil 2, because the original Resident Evil 2 wasn't good. People didn't like it, and it was too retro, so they decided to remake it and make it just like the previous Resident Evils that have been dropped later this year, like Resident Evil 6. Next game, Exodus? I forgot what it was called. But anyway, this game, I actually seen gameplay. It looks great. The graphics look amazing. I'm definitely looking forward to play that. Definitely, too, because I played the latest one, and that was actually good. End of story. Now, there's this new game, a new samurai game, I think, that's coming out this year. It is called Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. This game, I actually seen gameplay, and it looks freaking amazing. It looks awesome. I would definitely be looking forward to play that. That's going to be excellent. I already know they're going to kill the combat with that game. But okay, next one. Darksiders 3. Darksiders 3, I have played Darksiders. I think that one's going to be good as well. Who knows? But I'm definitely going to be playing that. Now, if you've not played the Hitman game, they're making a sequel. Hitman 2. There's all a bunch of three different ones. There's Hitman 2, Hitman 2 Silver Edition, and Hitman 2 Gold Edition. With the Gold or Silver Edition, you get bonus content. With just the original, you don't really get much. But you will get like a little bit of content in there. Okay, now, this game that I've been really, really looking forward to, Soul Calibur 5. Now, I played Soul Calibur 4, and that game was excellent. I was not expecting them to actually make a sequel. Soul Calibur 5, I'm definitely looking forward to play that. I know that's going to be lit. Battlefield 5. Battlefield 5, that's definitely going to be good as well. I don't think that's going to be terrible either. You know they kill it with those. They kill it with those games. And end of story. Definitely playing that day one. Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay, I played the first one. It was actually good. I'm actually going to go play that when it comes out and when I pre-ordered. So yeah, end of story. Next one. Now this is Override Mech City Brawl. I don't know what that game is about, but it looks like a combat game of basically of machines fighting each other. That sounds cool. Definitely getting it. Overkill's The Walking Dead. I'm getting that because The Walking Dead series has been really, really good. If the final season is already out, I am definitely going to get that. And that's no lie, and that's the end of the story, because that is excellent. Okay, next game I've been really looking forward to, Life is Strange 2. If you've not played Life is Strange, I suggest you play the first one, because the first one was about a teenage girl that could basically rewind, can basically have rewind powers and basically reverse time, which the first Life is Strange game was really, really good. I actually really suggest you to play it. But yeah, they're making a sequel, Life is Strange 2, and it's releasing this September, I think September 27th, I'm pretty sure. Definitely gonna pre-order that when it comes out. Next one, Forza Horizon 4. I'm really looking forward to that. I heard there was like seasonal type of things going on like in real life, and it looks good. I think it's gonna be great. The next one, the gold edition of Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Now, of course, there's the originals and the deluxe edition and the gold edition, the original edition. Now, who knows which one you might get. If you want bonus content, I would get the deluxe or the gold edition. But either way, do you, man. Call of Cthulhu. I don't know what that is, but it looks fun and it looks great and it looks old, classic, old Western. I might actually have to play that. That one looks good to me. That one looks interesting. Okay, next one. Fallout 76. Fallout 76, to be honest, I've heard of really, really, really good things about it. I played Fallout 4. I think Fallout 4 is actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing things in the game that I couldn't do in other games, and that one was actually really entertaining. So yeah, definitely gonna play that. Keep it up with the games, guys. End of story. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Now, this is supposed to be a Battle Royale game. I heard it was actually supposed to be good. This one, it's not like the 3 where you just die instantly, like you can regain health in this one. I seen gameplay, and it looks good because the beta for the PS4 came out for this game first, which I'm not complaining. PS4, PlayStation, not bad. So yeah, I don't blame him for doing that. Okay, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I'm playing Rise of the Tomb Raider now because I've not finished it yet. People are like, how are you not finished the game yet? Look, I don't know what that one's about, but Shadow of the Tomb Raider, I'm definitely playing it when it comes out. I don't know which one I'm going to get because there's the digital edition and the Croft edition. The Croft edition, that sounds cool. I want that. That sounds awesome. But anyway, next game. This game I'm actually looking forward to as well. Shakuhambu Soul Eater. Soul Eater, I think that's an anime, I think, and now they're making a game out of it. I think it was a game at first. I think. I have to look that up, because I've never seen Soul Eater. Never seen it. But everybody's like, everybody gonna be happy, like, how come you not seen Soul Eater? What's wrong with you? Look, there's some animes I've been trying to catch up. I'm trying to watch High School DxD. They're like, that's the most perverted anime of all time. Look, the story is good, and the kind has a mix of combat and a mix of fan service. What kind of anime could you ask for? Anyway, end of story. Next game. Now, this is Dead Age. I don't know what this is. It comes out in 13 days. I don't know what this is. But it's releasing 9/7/2018. Yeah, that's 13 days from now. Like, that's in September. That actually sounds fun. It's like a zombie game that you get to play with your friends and stuff like that. That sounds cool. But yeah, that's all the games so far. There's one called Strange Brigade. But I don't know what that is. But I might actually look forward to playing that. But these are the top games that I'm actually looking forward to, and some people are actually looking forward to as well. Mega Man 11, that's another one. That one I'm actually looking forward to as well. WWE 2K19. I'm not a wrestler gamer. I tried playing wrestling games, and I'm not good at it at all. I'm trash. So there's no point to be playing a game that I'm actually bad at. Transference. That one I heard it was actually going to be good as well. I heard that was going to be good. I might actually have to play that, but I want to see, like, the trailer and stuff like that before I even think about buying it, but who knows. Space Hulk Tactics? I don't know what that is, but that looks awesome just by seeing the cover, the disc cover itself. It looks awesome, so yeah, I'm definitely gonna play that too. Kingdom Hearts 3? Of course I'm gonna play that, of course. Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts was my game when it came out from Nintendo. I'm pretty sure it came out from Nintendo DS, somewhere around there. Loved it. It's great. Claws of Fury. I don't know what that is, but that sounds cool. NBA Live 19. Some people are like, NBA Live 19 is trash. Look, it's not that bad. Once you play it yourself, you're gonna like it. I played live one time, and I actually liked it. It wasn't that bad. But I kind of did prefer 2K. I did prefer 2K instead, though. So, yeah. Sorry, I'm stuttering. I'm sorry. Planet of the Apes? I'm not really looking forward to that. I don't know about apes planning to kill me. I don't know. Airport Simulator 2019. That actually sounds fun. Driving planes? What? And what's sad is it got a 7 rating. What is this? I'm insulted. You have notes. Don't taste at airport simulators. Some people just have no taste in it. Okay, it did get a decent rating. It probably... Oh, it's not a finished product, but it's not terrible. Okay, so this is just like... Okay, so it's just like a... This is just like a beta, just to test how the game is. It's not fully released yet. But... So far, people are saying it's actually not bad. So, if you guys want to play it yourself, I would definitely play it. I would definitely try this out myself, too. Because if it's not that bad, I would actually sit here and play it. If it's not bad and people are telling me it's actually pretty good, I would definitely play it. The Walking Dead, the final season first episode just came out. Hopefully the next episode comes out the 27th of September. Who knows? Who knows when it will come out? But I can't wait until episode 2. I am going to get the game before then. But for right now, I'm just chilling. What else is here? What's next? All the new games that they were talking about that were coming out already came out already. So yeah, that's it. I was talking about the games that are coming soon, not the games that are already released, because I already know those are good. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast of what release games that I'm looking forward to playing this year. If any of the lists, the games that I listed are the ones that you're looking forward to, definitely always call me on Anchor and let me know. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace. If you want me to announce any more games that you think that you are looking forward to that's coming out that I might be interested in, let me know. And, yeah, I'll see you guys later. Peace.